Welcome to the Chad Taylor Radio Show. Here's Chad Taylor.
Hey, Chad, how are you? I can hear you perfectly.
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this for us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you sharing me with your listeners, and I'm really excited because I haven't been to Des Moines in probably 4 years, so it's very exciting to be back.
Well, let's start there. So we got Teresa Caputo joining us here on the show, and you are out there touring. It's called Teresa Caputo Live the Experience. And for those that have not been to a show of yours live, what can we expect?
I always tell people it's like watching Long Island Medium live. You know, I come out on stage, I give a quick speech, maybe about 10 minutes, and of what they can expect over the next 2 hours. And once I start feeling and sensing spirit, I am off that stage, down in the crowd, delivering messages from spirit right in front of you. We have cameras that follow me around with big screens set up, so no matter where you are seated in the venue, you can see and feel and be a part of this amazing experience.
Now, this for you started a long time ago. I was doing some research on you over the weekend, and this gift of being a medium is something that you've had for many, many years, over 20 years, if I remember correctly, and it's one of those gifts that you can't turn off. It's not like a light switch where you turn it on and off. It's with you all the time, isn't it?
That's correct. You know, I've been sensing and feeling things since I'm four. And it wasn't until later in my 20s that I discovered that not only was I sensing my own departed loved ones, but everyone else.
Do you remember when you were like the moment when you first realized this is a gift? This is something that not a lot of other people have.
Yeah. You know, you have to also understand growing up, no one ever made a big deal about the things that I would sense and feel. Because we would always talk about signs and symbols from our loved ones departed. So when I found this out, you know, I struggled with this. You know, I was like, what do you mean no one else is seeing this? You know, and I struggled with it for a long time because I am a practicing Catholic, you know, so it took me many years to incorporate my gift with my faith. And then I struggled with, okay, this is amazing, but who's going to want to come and speak to a medium, you know, and their dead relatives? I couldn't understand that. But what I learned is that unfortunately, no matter who we lose or how they die, we're left with all of these negative emotions and burdens that don't give us the ability to heal. So that's why when someone attends one of my live shows, or if they're on Long Island Medium, Spirit brings up things that we need to hear, we can heal.
How were you approached about doing the TV show? My mother-in-law, by the way, her name is Margie, is your number one fan. She doesn't miss an episode. She just loves you.
That's so
and she never asks me for nothing, but she's like, you are bringing me to see Teresa.
Oh, but I was just going to say, you have to bring her to the show.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Did somebody approach you about the show? Did you have the idea for the show? How did that all come to fruition?
So what happened was I have a friend of mine, Victoria and Woods. She was a friend of mine, and her sister Courtney lost their dad. They had come to me for a reading, and it had changed their life in such a positive way. And Courtney at the time was a producer for MTV, and she had approached me and said, do you want to do a television show? And I was like, all right. So I just thought I'd do a couple of episodes and then move on with my life. I never thought it would have taken me to, you know, having, you know, 8 years on television with a reality show and traveling all over the country on a tour bus, you know, being able to share my gift with people. So it is pretty incredible and remarkable.
You know, I'm looking at my notes, and you're talking about how you thought maybe just a couple of shows and it would be over, but you went from a couple of shows to the new season of Long Island Medium, which premiered on TLC a few weeks back on October 18th. You're a best-selling author. You're out on tour. I mean, it really, it's changed your life.
It has changed my life, but also millions of other people. So, you know, Spirit has changed my life in so many ways as well. And I can, you know, it's the craziest thing. You know, I sit back and I get it. You know, people say, how can someone communicate with someone that has died? I'm the first one to say it. But for Spirit, you know, when like I said, I struggled with why was I chosen to do this? So I put my gift in God's hands.
You have these critics, you have these non-believers. Do you just shake them off, or how do you deal with that on a regular basis?
At the end of the day, this is how I feel. Everyone has a right to their own opinion. That is not my mission, is for people to believe in what I do. I want people to believe in themselves. And this is the thing. There are common things that Spirit might talk about and refer to. But what Spirit has to do with every healing message that I deliver to them, they have to validate it with something unique to the person that I am standing in front of. So there are things that there's no way that I could find out, know about. There are things that the person actually even forgot about, and they have to sit back and think for a second. And it really, it blows their mind. Like, okay, I might not understand what she does, but there's no way she would know that.
Any plans for another book? I know the last one that you put out was a few years ago.
Yeah, I'm thinking and considering writing another book, see how that goes.
It's funny, when I ask that, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how does she find the time with the show and the tour and her family? And you also do private readings, from what I understand. I mean, you must have a crazy schedule.
I have a completely insane schedule. And someone just recently asked me, what do you do in your downtime? And I said, honestly, connect with family and friends. I really don't have much downtime, but when I'm home, I am, you know, having people over on the weekends, my family, my friends, because I'm away so much and I work so much. You know, I just left a week ago and I don't come home until Thanksgiving. So I always plan a big bowling party the day after Thanksgiving, and I invite my entire family, you know, just to kind of get together right before the holiday rush, and because if we don't get to see each other, so.
Now, will you do the cooking on Thanksgiving?
No, my mom does Thanksgiving. I do Christmas and Easter and New Year's Eve.
What are some must-haves on Teresa Caputo's tour bus? I would love to know maybe like the top five items that have to be on the bus.
Well, I like a nice firm mattress.
I don't blame you there.
You know, just coffee. You know, I mean, you know, a tour bus is a tour bus, you know.
Yep. It's,
so I just need the essentials. I need water and coffee and a nice bed. That's honestly, that's all I need.
Do you have time to ever sightsee when you're in some of these cities? Like, go check out some of the local restaurants or maybe some of the history of the cities that you're in. I know it can be tough. I did that for years. I was out on the road. So I know, again, according to schedule, it can be a little rough. But do you try to make some time to experience the culture of the cities that you're visiting?
Oh, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, there are times, though, where I just wake up in a city on the bus and I just, you know, go in, do the show, and then I get back on the bus and we go to the next city, you know. But when I do have a day off, like I'm in San Antonio today. I arrived yesterday. So we were out on the Riverwalk and just seeing, you know, local sightseeing and stuff like that. So I do that. If I have a day off, try to get out and see.
Well, I got to imagine you get recognized, so that can be tough, too. So when you're out and about, people are probably running up and wanting you to do a reading right there on the spot, and that's just not how it works, I imagine.
A 1,000%, but you know what? That's the thing. My fans, they'll come and they'll just say to me, I just want to thank you. You know, I'm a huge fan. I'm coming to your show. Can I get a picture? Please don't stop doing what you're doing. You know, I don't want to interrupt your day. I have the most sweetest and amazing, I don't even want to, I it's weird to say fans. I want to call them, I don't know, followers, my friends, because that's how I feel. You know, and they're so respectful of my space and my downtime. So I'm very, very blessed.
Well, I can't wait to see your show again. You're going to be here soon here in Des Moines. You're going to be at the Civic Center on November 11th, and tickets are still available. And I'm bringing my date. My date is my mother-in-law, your number one fan, Margie. I know she is just pumped about this show.
Oh, well, I would love to meet you and Margie. So if you can get down to the show earlier, I would love to meet her.
Well, count on that. And by the way, for folks that want to learn more about you, maybe pick up the books, teresacaputo.com. And I also imagine that's where all your social media links are, your tour dates, everything.
That's correct.
And of course, they can catch the all-new season of Long Island Medium right on TLC.
On Friday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central.
Thanks so much for taking the time to do this today. Safe travels on tour, and we'll see you in Des Moines soon here.
Thank you, and you have an awesome day.
You too, Teresa. Thanks so much.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram at Chad Taylor Radio. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform.